It was productive while it lasted, but Chris Rich's tenure as Great Falls Citizens Association, GFCA, president ended April 4 after just less than a year. In an April 2 note in the association's newsletter, Rich cited work duties as the reason for his resignation. "My rapidly expanding global responsibilities as executive director of the U.S. Water Partnership make it impossible for me to continue to devote the time and energy needed to responsibly conduct my duties as your president," Rich wrote. "It has been an honor and my great pleasure to serve with you over the last 3 years, as a member of the Environment and Parks Committee, as vice president and as president." Rich said he was proud of GFCA's recent accomplishments, including persuading Fairfax County to implement a dark skies ordinance around Turner Farm Park Observatory Park, conducting a study that documented and measured every tree along Georgetown Pike, and responding rapidly to oppose a proposed Tyson's Casino. "It was gratifying to lead and conduct activities that I believe were genuinely beneficial to Great Falls, and helped to protect and preserve the rare natural beauty of this community and our magnificent riverine forests and parklands," he said of his tenure. "Nonprofit, all-volunteer GFCA has been effective, despite little to no political clout," he said. "The one real source of power that we do have, and that no one else does, rests on our ability to faithfully represent the views of our members," Rich said. "This is not as easy as it might seem. It takes teamwork, consultation, communication, transparency, and compromise." Rich took GFCA's helm last summer, succeeding longtime president William Canis. In an interview with the Gazette Leader last August, Rich said the association would continue to protect natural resources and dark skies and mitigate impacts of development and traffic. "We're concerned the character of the community could change," Rich said at the time. "We're in this isolated Eden and trying to keep it that way." Rich said he was most proud of GFCA's work over the past 3 years to restore a natural forest understory in the old oak grove at Great Falls Grange Park. He will continue to lead the invasive plant management project there. Per GFCA's bylaws, Vice President John Hallisey took over as president April 5. In a note in the same newsletter, Hallisey, who has lived in the community since 2011, said because of pressing transportation issues, and for continuity's sake, he also would keep chairing the group's transportation committee. "I am aware of the many challenges that confront the community of Great Falls, and I look forward to facing those challenges and advocating on behalf of the members and our wonderful community," Hallisey said in a statement. Hallisey's top focus will be on membership recruitment, retention, and engagement. He also seeks full transparency of GFCA's activities with the public and establishment of an online portal where the community can submit complaints, suggestions, and help requests. Hallisey also plans to continue GFCA's monitoring of development, education, and transportation issues.